What's up, everybody? This is Mike Williams. Welcome to the Daily Motivation Call. For all our daily motivators out there, the people who are here consistently every single Monday through Friday, connecting, growing, getting new information, growing their influence, and just taking the information, taking strides, getting things done in their businesses, at their workplaces, at home with their families, all the information, they're just taking it and doing things and just simply getting things done no matter the circumstances. So welcome to the call. Thank God it's Monday. I hope you've come into this Monday excited about what you've done last week and ready to do what you're going to do this week even better. Okay? Each week, each day, the goal is to do what? To get better. No matter what, we got to get better. We got to keep growing. We got to keep beating ourselves because the only person that can hold us back from success, that can hold us back from meeting our goals, that can hold us back from getting from point A to point B to where we are to where we want to be is ourselves. So we got to constantly keep growing each and every day with the materials that we read, with the peer group that we hang out with the audios that we listen to, with the tasks that we do. We got to keep getting better each and every day because it's all about practice, and not just practice, but perfect practice. And if we keep doing these things over and over and over and over again, not only are we going to meet our goals, but we're going to be able to share what we've done with other people and help them get to the next level. Because in the end of the day, to be great is to not only help yourself, but to help other people. So if you're on the call this afternoon, I want you to state your name and where you're calling from. You can state your name where you're calling from. I'll open the floor now.
Hi, it's
Allison from New York. All right, I got Allison, I got Becky. Anybody else on the call? State your name and where you're calling from.
Dave, Utah.
I got Dave from Utah. Welcome to the call, my friend. Anybody else out there, state your name where you're calling from. Don't be shy.
Hey, Carla Sala from New Jersey.
All right, representing New Jersey. Thank you for coming to the call. Anybody else out there, state your name where you're calling from. Don't be shy. All right, cool deal. You know, this is a community. This is a community of people with we're pretty much building a community of people developing the mindset to win. Each of us on this call are on an entrepreneurial journey, or you're just on a journey trying to find out exactly what you want to do with yourself. You just want to tap into a peer group of people that think positively, and not only just think positively, but we take action on our positive thoughts. I think that's the most important thing, because we can sit around and we can be positive about things and we can be up about things, and that we can have all these great ideals, but if we don't decide to take action today to start making things happen, those things will never materialize into the things that we want. So that's what this is. The call about today is a little bit about focus. I talk a lot about focus because I think it's extremely important to get anything done. In the society that we live in today, we can tap into the internet and our cell phones, and we just got so much information being tossed our way. We have so much access to various different pieces of information, and I think we get lost. And I like the terminology when they say every little shiny thing that we see, right, people jump for it, and they never really work the thing that already got in their possession. They never work it long enough to get the results that they seek. A gentleman, just this weekend, it was Mother's Day, and I woke up fairly early because I had to go to the Mother's Day breakfast shopping. Every Mother's Day, myself and my son will get up and we'll cook something out of the ordinary, something different for my wife. I make sure she has a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner prepared. So I got up early, and I went out to the grocery store. And after coming back home and getting things done, I turned on the laptop just to, you know, check how the online business was going and what things I needed to update, check my email real fast, my inboxes. So I got an inbox from a gentleman I was speaking to a few days ago. And, you know, he's someone, he has a business opportunity, you know, he states that he's doing well and this and that. And I said, you know, congratulations, I'm happy for you. I am in a business myself. But, you know, if we don't, you know, we might not work in each other's business, but here's a way I can help you in yours. So I offered a helping hand of some sort, you know, to help him out in his business. And he was cool with that. So a few days later, on Mother's Day, he sends me a message, and he's just like, you know, my such-and-such manager is going to be in town in New York for 14 days. He would love to meet with you. And I'm like, you know, what does this guy want to meet with me for? So it's just the whole, you know, the network marketing spiel and stuff like that. And I respect the game. You know, you got to do what you got to do to build your business. So very simplistic, I'm like, I'm not going to meet your friend, and I don't want to see your business opportunity because I'm, quite frankly, I'm doing well in mind, and I'm happy where I am. And instead of, you know, normal people usually say, you know, okay, so, thanks, but no thanks, you know, I'm sorry for bothering you. He kept going as if I was just going to switch my answer. But then I sat back and I thought about that. I said, you know what, in most cases, most people will decide to take a look at this guy's opportunity because maybe they're not doing so well in their own opportunity or things aren't going their way. So they'll say, hey, let me check out this guy. So, you know, he kept going, and I kept telling him the same answer, thanks, but no thanks. And then I got a little hostile, like, bro, relax. Obviously, you aren't doing that well in your business. If you have to attack me or you have to badger me 7, 8, 9 times in roughly 15 minutes tops. So, you know, I try to be as polite as possible to tell them thank you, but no thank you. But people, you know, that's the type of focus that you have to have. No matter where you are in your business, understand that you have something powerful in your hands. You have something that can take you, you know, exactly where you want to be, but you have to focus on it and keep working. Yeah, you might not be getting the results you want at this time, but understand that over time, all the work that you're putting in is creating momentum. When you put in work every single day, you make a phone call, you write a blog post, you connect to someone on a social media website, every single day you take those steps to move forward, you're building momentum. And that's where you want to be. People always, for some reason, they just veer off to the side of the road right when they're getting the momentum that they need and decide to hop into another opportunity, and all of a sudden you have to build more momentum to get some results. So stay where you are and maintain your focus. Maintain your integrity with yourself when you sign the dotted line and say, you know what, I'm going to start this business. You know what? I'm going to take this new position at my job. You know what? I'm going to get into this new relationship. Have integrity with yourself to keep pressing forward and getting the job done every single day and doing a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, until all of a sudden you got this crazy momentum where you're learning. And momentum can be how fast you're learning. Momentum can be the individuals that you're attracting into your business. Momentum can be the amount of leads that you're generating. Over time, these numbers get higher as long as you are consistent each and every day of your life and constantly working on getting better. I just got a position at my job, right? For all my daily motivators who are here every time. I just got a new position at my job, and I'm just coming into the position. Over the past few months, I've been, you know, I was asked to work into a place that pretty much went into it went down, and they usually call in a certain amount of managers to come in and help the place get back on its feet. And that's what I did. I went in. I was one of those managers that they asked me. We worked with the new staff. We worked with the old staff. We were just trying to figure things out, and it was an absolute mess. And you could go from, you know, one side of the house to the next side of the house, and it would just be mess. You look at the guests, and it would just be mess. You just don't know where to start. You couldn't even maintain your focus. You couldn't even get focused because you didn't know where to start. You didn't know what to do. So when I finally got into the position, I decided to go into the office. And I was like, well, you know what, if I'm going to work here, I got to make this a place where I'm comfortable working. So I spent about 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. I mean, I was cleaning and scrubbing and just throwing things out. If you're anything like me, you will toss it out in a minute. If nobody's used it in a few days, toss it out. So I'm just throwing out everything, paperwork and all types of stuff, and just organizing this place, making this place just smell presentable. And it's very simplistic. When you don't know where to start, just start doing something. Just grab the closest thing near you and just start working on it. Talk to the nearest person next, just start working on it. You don't know who to call. Just go through your phone and pick somebody and just call them. Connect with somebody. We get in a position where we build these entire to-do lists. See, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do a to-do list of 100-plus things. Why? All those 100 things aren't that important. We need to focus and lock down on what's important. And when you're in business, that's called a profit-generating task. So focus on that specific task, and everything else will really take care of itself on its on your downtime. Or most likely that profit-generating task will include that small thing that you're looking forward to do. The small tasks that stop us from being focused, those are just little things that stop us from doing what we're supposed to, the things that we actually fear. So we make these huge to-do lists to avoid the things we should be doing. So I spent an entire 2.5 hours cleaning the office. Mind you, I could have simply called the job and said, hey, send in some housekeepers. But no, I was avoiding the big stuff. So when I finally realized that, I said, you know what, Mike, you're wasting time here. Let's focus on what this place actually needs. It needs the organization. It needs paperwork that's behind, that needs to be submitted. So why don't we focus on those things? And when I started to focus on those things, all of a sudden, all these other small things started being taken care of. Other bosses started sending in other troops to these other areas that I necessarily didn't have time for, shouldn't be working on. But because I got the ball rolling by focusing on the things I needed to get done, the things that are necessarily profit-generating things, that's what got the ball rolling in the rest of the house. When I started focusing on the people who needed my help the most, when I started focusing on the management team who needed my help the most, when we started focusing on these particular things, the ball started to roll in. And most importantly, my mentor, the person that I've been working with, the person who gave me the roadmap to get into this location and press for, gave me a group plan. I actually decided to follow the plan. So I know all of you on the phone right now is like, where is this going? It's just simply about focus, guys. Somebody gave you a plan. Somebody gave you an agenda to take care of. Listen to that person. Follow exactly what they're doing. Follow that step for step, each and every day. Press forward, no matter what. Just do it, because this person most likely has a result if they're giving you exactly what their plan is. So maintain your focus on focusing on the things that are important. All these little things that are just time wasters, get rid of them or pay somebody else to do them for you, especially if you're in business. For those who don't know on the call, I just got a personal assistant a few weeks ago, and I talked about that last week, so I'm not going to go into that story too much. But, you know, I hired somebody to do all the tedious things I don't want to do or don't need to do so that I can focus more on profit-generating tasks. When you focus on profit-generating tasks, you do what? You make money. And when you make money, you have enough cash to pay other people to do things that you do not want to do. And what do you then? You then start freeing up your time. And when you start freeing up your time, you can start connecting with more people. You can do more profit-generating tasks and make even more revenue when you have less things to worry about on your plate. So guys, get focused out there. It is roughly around, what time is it now? It is 12:14. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, do so now. State your name and where you're calling from. All right, everybody's going to be shy. State your name, where you're calling from. You got another 30 seconds or so.
Angie in the house.
All right, Angie, where are you calling from, Angie?
Columbus, Ohio.
All right, thank you for calling in. Oh, Angie Long for Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for calling in on the call. I'm like, whoa.
Thank you for inspiring.
Awesome. Oh, man, for those who don't know, Angie is a wonderful online marketer. She does great things on the internet, and she's helping a lot of people get success that haven't seen success since they started internet marketing. So if you're on the call and you were invited by Angie, she's an absolute wonderful marketer to work with. So, guys, please keep connected with her. Who else is out there? State your name, where you calling from. All right, somebody's trying to chime in. All right, it's okay. But yeah, guys, it's about 12:15. I'm going to close this up with some focus. Focus is so, so important. I mean, in business, in life, in everything. Stop, you know, all the little shiny objects, just push them to the side. Every little thing that you think you have to do, you don't. Even at home, you know, even with those who have kids, start assigning things for your kids to do so that you can free up more time and you can spend more time doing things like, you know, talking a little more with your wife or anything like that, something very simplistic, all right, or your spouse, shall I say, for the ladies on the call as well. But focus is so, so key. To stop, you know, to put down the small objects, press forward on the things that are most, most important. And when you start focusing on those things, everything else will just take care of itself momentarily, because you'll start to catch so much more momentum. It's like riding a bike. When you put it in the hard gears and you just start pedaling and pedaling and pedaling, and all of a sudden you start to gain a tremendous amount of momentum, and you can pretty much blast through everything. And that's the same thing in business. Start focusing on those profit-generating tasks that are so, so important, and you're going to start getting the momentum that you need. And when you get that type of momentum, you start bringing up more people with you. And, man, you better be holding on for the ride, because it's going to be crazy, guys. All right, if you want more updates, just text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. Text motivation to 77948. Guys, this is Mike Williams. Our call was kind of short today. I want you guys to focus on whatever your goals are for this week. Understand that last week is totally over. It's completely over. So let's set a new set of goals. Let's get in a new mind frame so that we can press forward, and by the end of the week, we can smile even bigger than we smiled today, because we know that we hit our goals, and we hit our goals, and we did everything that we could possibly do to hit those goals. We bust through all walls and all circumstances to get the goals done. So I want you guys to get off this call today, get those goals set, set them in your mind, and see yourself at the finish line at the end of this week. See your goals as already accomplished. Talking to the universe as if these goals have already been accomplished. Keep telling yourself, I am, I am, I am, I'm doing, I'm doing, I'm doing. There's no more I'm going, there's no I'm going to, I'm going to try, I might. No, it's I am. I am doing, I'm doing it now. I'm going to get it done now. When you start to focus on those things that are important, it's so, so much easier to get these things done now, because the profit-generating tasks are very few of them. There's very few. There's a whole bunch of to-dos, but there's very few of the important things that you have to do. And when you start to focus on those things, your list becomes so much smaller. The things you have to do become so much easier, because you become less stressed when you don't have to look at a list of 100, but a list of five very, very important things that are actually going to get you the results that you see. So focus on those things, an intense focus, and tell yourself, I am doing it, I am done, I am, I'm getting it done. Speak in the present each and every day of your life, guys. Press forward, move on, get it done, stay focused. This is Mike Williams. I'll speak to you guys later.